Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's going on with the Browns? And we bring in super friend to the show, Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. And of course, she's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hi, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Good. Okay, so do you have like two counters in your hand, like those old-fashioned little things where you can see on my right hand, I'm going to snap it if Shador takes a throw here, and if Gabriel takes one, I'm going to go the other. Is that how the weekend was?
No, I didn't go. I mean, I watched both of them very, very closely on the 2 days that we were out there, but I didn't really chart each pass or anything like that. It's rookie mini camp, you know. They're in shorts. They're practicing against tryout guys. They're throwing to players. They don't even know their names half the time. So you can glean some things from a rookie mini camp, but you cannot make sweeping generalizations about what you just saw.
Okay. What stood out to you about Dylan Gabriel? What stood out to you about Shador Sanders?
Well, I think they both showed arm strength that was, I would say, comparable. I thought they both looked very efficient. I did not think that one was head and shoulders above the other by any stretch of the imagination. And I think if you can see some of the reviews, some people said, Shador was the clear-cut winner. Other people said Dylan was the clear-cut winner. Other people thought they were sort of tied and both did some good things. So because of that, I think it would be really hard to say, oh, one of these guys was head and shoulders above the other. I just didn't see it like that at all. I thought, like I said, I thought they both made good decisions. Again, it's easier to make good decisions when you don't have Myles Garrett or someone bearing down on you. So we have to take all of this with a grain of salt right now. The ball came out well. It had nice spin on it. It, for the most part, went to the right place. There were not a ton of balls on the ground. There were some. Dylan was picked off by Carson on day two, but those things are going to happen in practices. I thought Shador threw the deep ball really well. We knew that he could do that. I watched him do that at his showcase. And, you know, there were also a couple of wobblers here and there that occasionally will happen with him. But it was about what I expected it to be. Pretty efficient, pretty good on the part of both guys, and pretty even between the two of them.
So let me ask you a little deeper question than that. You've been watching Browns quarterbacks for decades. You know what you're looking for. You know what you're looking at. Did either one of these guys look like more than a third or fifth round draft choice who might be an interesting guy to develop, who might become a backup? In other words, did you think this guy could be a starting quarterback in the NFL?
Well, I'll tell you, I think that you get a much better idea of that when you see them against pro competition. It really is very difficult to say how they might stack up against Denzel Ward and Martin Emerson and Myles Garrett and those guys without actually seeing it. And even when we do see it, I think we need to exercise a little bit of caution and pump the brakes even a little bit in training camp, because you can have a training camp phenom. We've seen it time and time and time again. What really matters is how you process when the game is going on and when the lights are on and when the fur is flying. It's how you process and how you make decisions. And that's why the Browns told us from the outset, that's what they were looking for, a decision maker, a really good decision maker. And I think that is one of the things that they absolutely love about Dylan Gabriel, that when they have seen him on film in a game situation, they like how he processes. And so we're not going to really know some of the answers to some of those questions for a while yet.
What can the coaches really learn about two young quarterbacks, and how are they like weighing the scales of justice with their two veteran quarterbacks that we're going to see here real soon?
Well, once again, first of all, you want to see how they are assimilating the offense. How are they picking it up? How are they taking what they learned in the meeting room and in the walkthroughs out onto the field and putting it on the grass? They can see things that we can't in that regard. We don't know what they just were told to do in the meeting room. And if they were told, hey, throw some caution to the wind here, or and just, you know, this is what we want to see in this particular drill. We don't know. I mean, usually that's not what they would say. They usually don't want you to think about just letting it all, you know, go out there and not worry about protecting the football, because that is paramount this season, is protecting that ball. But they are told to do certain things on certain days, and there's certain parts of the install that are going in that we don't really know about. But that's what they want to see. They want to be able to see how are these guys gathering the information, taking it out there, putting it on the grass, and executing it on the football field. And then I think that they are going to do a really good job of dividing up reps in the early going. They have to. They have to have some apples to apples comparisons. They cannot let's say Kenny Pickett be out there throwing to Jerry Jeudy and David Njoku and think they're going to get an equal evaluation if Shador is throwing to, Luke and Cade and the tryout guys that just made the team yesterday. So they have to be careful about that, and they have to make sure that they're giving them equal chances. And I think they will. I think they have a good plan for that. And that is where they will be able to put that film side by side and see how these guys are doing.
Mason Graham, how did he look to you?
Well, I did spend a whole lot of time watching the quarterbacks the first couple of days. But what I did see of Mason Graham, I mean, he looked the part. He was as expected. When I watched him in certain drills on against blocking sleds and things like that, he shows his good hands. He shows his explosiveness. What I would say is that I do think he probably needs to continue to get in that weight room and, you know, build his strength a little bit. Although I think he has amazing functional strength, you just want to see him maybe just looking a little bit more muscular, shall we say. So that's something that, you know, that I had noticed, and I even asked him about that. And he did say that he will be doing whatever it takes, and he was going to attach himself to the hip of Myles Garrett. And boy, if you want to learn how to be a warrior in the weight room, that's the guy to follow. So I think some of those things will happen with him. But he looked good. I thought Carson Schlesinger looked really good. You can tell sometimes when a player is picking things up very quickly, and you can tell when they have to be told something three times instead of one time. And I remember back when I watched JOK in the rookie camp, I really felt like his high football acumen really came through right from the start. And I saw that with Carson Schlesinger as well. So these are some of the things that you pick up. The running backs, I feel like running back is one position where you can really look early on in a rookie camp and see how it's going to translate to the pro game. And these two guys look like they're going to be fast. They look like Dylan especially has some good hands. They look explosive. And I just think the running game is going to be very exciting this year.
All right, Mary Kay, I love the underdog story. And I know we can sit here and talk about all the draft picks, but I love the fact that people are talking about Luke Floria, the kid that from Mentor that played at Kent State that was impressive this weekend with the rookies. What kind of a battle does he have to even just keep continuing to make sure that he, I mean, I know he's got a contract, but, you know, what is he, is there a chance he could make the 53 or could be on the practice squad? The story to me is fantastic, and I'd love to see this kid have the opportunity. It also looked like he looked good. He had to have looked good in rookie camp to even have this opportunity.
No, he did. He looked good. It's a great opportunity. Of course, you're pulling for him. He's a Golden Flash. He's a local. He's from Mentor. And he had a really, really nice camp. In fact, you guys may have seen my tweet where I almost got taken out by that touchdown catch of his. I was filming it, and I just really wanted to get that catch. And I forgot that I might actually also get just knocked into the fence. But
I've been there, done that. It does not feel good.
Yes, I could.
Not at all.
Oh, yeah. Fortunately, that did not happen because I would probably be on IR now for the season. But
as long as you have the right shoes on, Mary Kay, that's what's important.
Oh, I did not have the right shoes on. Oh, no. But anyway, so, yes, you're pulling for a guy like that. And the thing about these tryout receivers is they need some bodies. They need some bodies at receiver because they have a four-way quarterback competition going. And I tweeted this out yesterday. They've got four quarterbacks to get ready and to see what they can do, at least in the early going. As I mentioned before, you have to make it so that these guys are on somewhat of an even playing field so that they can show out the best they possibly can. So they needed some of these guys. They're probably going to need more of those guys. And then we'll see how it goes.
How do you get you have a feel for how Kevin Stefanski is going to handle, you know, those four guys? You know, two guys are rookies. One guy's been around forever. The other guy has not had the opportunity, you know, maybe to write the chapter yet that, okay, is he or is he not an NFL quarterback? I think the way they're going to have to handle this, and you've laid out some of it, Mary Kay, is going to be critical for the entire team. And I just wonder what Tommy Rees, I wonder what Kevin, I wonder Bill Musgrave, I just wonder how they're going to approach this because it's a huge situation for the team right now.
Well, they have a good plan, and they already have the plan in place, and they have to because practices are going on now. Even though we are not out there until May 28th, it's go time now. They are out there working hard. Now, it's not it's not 11 on 11s yet or anything like that. They're in the very early stages, but they have a very, very good plan of how they are going to break this down. Now, the one player who probably needs fewer reps than the others is Joe Flacco. So if you necessarily see Joe Flacco going third or fourth, it might not be because that's how they are ranking him or where they view him. It might just be because you know that you have to get those other three guys more reps to assimilate into this scheme and to get some chemistry down with these particular receivers. And he's got, 17 years under his belt. And so if they take a few reps away from him, that's not going to harm him very much.
All right, Mary Kay, I got a couple more. JOK, I just want to make sure we get that in so we talk about that for a second. Your thoughts on he's out for the season and just, his future.
Well, I'm so glad that he walked away from that injury. Yeah. It was great to see him walk in to the facility on April 22nd in good spirits. And I hope that he can come back and play football again. But we've always wondered if that was ever going to happen once we saw that injury and the aftermath. So I don't know if he's going to be back. He doesn't know. The Browns don't know. But thank goodness that he is healthy and safe. And I know that whatever he chooses to do, if it's football or if it's not, that he's going to completely knock it out of the park because he's just an amazing human being.
All right, Jeff is concerned that Kirk Cousins is going to be our starting quarterback in London when the Browns take on Minnesota.
Going up against the Vikings, Mary Kay.
He's
what a
story.
He's very
pumped for this.
What a story.
Your thoughts on the London announcement today?
Well, looking forward to going back to London, so I'm excited about that. I think it'll be a lot of fun. It is kind of funny that they are playing the Vikings again, but there's a lot of good energy between these two football teams. They've got some crossover people. Kevin spent most of his career there. Of course, they went 14-3 last year, but this year they will have a new quarterback. Sam Darnold is gone. And so anxious to see how this is going to play out. And it's pretty early on in the season, and they're going to be able to test themselves against one of the best teams in the NFL.
All right, Mary Kay, last question. I'm going to ask you this every week when we talk to you. Give us Mary Kay's depth chart at quarterback.
Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm just going to keep it the same way that it has been since I talked about this before the rookie camp, and that's I'm going Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, and then I would have Joe and Shador tied after those two.
Ooh, we have a tie. We have a tie. Okay. All right. Well, now we know. It's a fun game. I think we can play it, you know, left and right here until they finally make some decisions. Mary Kay, as always, thank you for talking to us. We appreciate you. And, of course, we're reading you every day in the PlainDealerCleveland.com. Thank you, Mary Kay.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mary Kay Cabot just joined us. She talked a little bit about the quarterbacks. We'll get back to that in a second. She also gave us her quarterback depth chart. We'll talk about that as well. I do want to bring up the, is that what you call it, breaking news? Just a little bit of breaking news that we had right before we went to the break.
I'd call it an update.
An update. That's fair. Yeah, I like that. Continuing coverage, is that the way you want to brand it?
Oh, without question, but not a red banner. We'll use like a deep blue.
Okay, so not breaking news, right. Just...
Not the beat red breaking news banner that you got to run on the bottom.
Yeah, oh no, it's to grab everyone's attention.
It's not a huge update that a basketball player is playing basketball.
No, but it is a huge update when your best basketball player who didn't play in the second half the other day is out there practicing. So yeah, that
agreed.
Would be...
Agreed.
Okay, so we're on the same page. So again, can you read anything into it? We all of us sat here and said, if he can go... And he wants to go, and doctors are saying go, right? There's no argument on that.
I would agree.
Okay.
And if he's actually participating in shoot around, that means he's not missing shoot around to get treatment.
Which, didn't look at it that way, but I think that's excellent
which is probably
observation.
Probably a good sign for his availability for tonight.
How much does... I don't want to say how much does he mean because we know what it means. I'm not going to sit here and say this. That's like saying, oh, it's a huge game tonight. Of course it is. It's an elimination game.
Yeah.
And we brought up a little bit earlier in the show the thought about him playing through injury just to prove that he's a tough guy. And that's fine with me. I don't have a problem with that.
This won't sit well. Do you want him out there? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They're 1-3 with him right now in this series. So Donovan can be superhuman, which he was in the first three games, took a lot of shots, but still was incredibly good and effective, and yet the Cavs didn't win. So to me, that screams that they need to tweak some things. They need to be better as a team. They need to move the ball more, and other people need to step up, because Donovan shooting 30, 30, and 29 times a game is not necessarily a recipe for success.
Why do you think it is that when Garland or Mitchell's out, the team is still very successful? Now, I'm sure part of it depends on they're playing.
I think they move it more.
Jeff, here's the other thing. Look, when they won game three, I mean, Garland was in foul trouble for almost the whole game. And so we didn't see, there were times when you would hope that he would have been able to play that he couldn't, because they had to keep him out so he didn't fall out of the game, which is, one of the reasons that drives me crazy about the game of basketball itself, that you can be ejected without doing anything flagrant. But I'm not going to have that.
There he
not
goes,
having that conversation here.
Okay, good.
Oh, does that bother you?
No.
No,
no, not at all.
You do realize there's a truth to what I'm saying.
No. Oh, sure.
Move along.
You guys both suck. Why? Because I bring up a point that's truthful?
Nothing to see. Move along.
Oh, what is it? Officer Barberry? Is that who it was?
Barberry?
Cavs are down. Cavs are down 3-1 in a playoff series.
It's a shame they didn't use him more after like the fifth season.
Let's save changing one of the basic rules of basketball for a conversation.
Really? It's so basic that at different levels, they have different rules at different levels?
Keep the traffic.
Well, when one of your star players isn't playing because they're getting called for fouls left and right, that might even be.
Keep it moving. Keep it moving. This is for loading and unloading.
What he said.
I hate both of you.
We know that.
I can't stand either one of you. You guys are like
loading and unloading. Please don't park here.
You're like walking. Seriously, you're both like walking into a bathroom where you really had to go bad, and then all of a sudden you're like, I can't go in this room. Got to go back. That's what you guys are right now. I just want you to know that. Donovan Mitchell today is at shoot around, so I think that's good news. But and you were starting to explain before I rudely interrupted you. The oddity of how well this team plays when Mitchell or Garland is not out there.
It is odd. I think they tend to move the ball better and get others involved. I think Donovan is a tremendous NBA player. He's really good. I think Darius is a very good NBA player. If you've listened to this show for any period of time since they acquired Donovan Mitchell, I have thought that the combination of the two small guards is not the best way to win an NBA title. That has not changed.
Ivan is in Cleveland. Hello, how are you?
Ivan. Good to have you with us, Ivan.
I think he's using his Darth Vader mask at this point. Should I beat Phelps on this? Should I put him on hold?
Yeah, be nice.
All right, I don't know why I'm being so nice. I put him on hold.
That seemed more like we're jamming the radar.
With actual jam?
Uh-huh.
We don't have the blips?
I lost the beeps. I lost the sweeps. I lost the creeps.
Lost all of them. John is in Cleveland. Let's try John. Hi, John. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Just happy John. That your phone works. Congratulations.
Awesome. Hey, so I have a trade scenario for you because it looks like these Cavs are going to get knocked out.
Now we're on to trade scenarios. Okay, go ahead. We still have one more game left in this guaranteed, so.
Right, right.
Go ahead.
We're in Cleveland. You know how that works.
That's true. What have you done for me in the last 36 seconds? Yes, go.
Exactly. Okay, well, let me know what you think about this. Allen, I think Allen's tremendous, but I think Allen's soft in the middle when he plays against a bigger opponent. I would love to see the Cavs do something like bring in, let's just see if there's a way they could bring Giannis here. How about either Garland and the big man for Giannis Antetokounmpo? Allen and Garland, or the guy who's not showing up for this series, Jerome.
All right, John, thank you. Jeff, do you want to dismantle this?
Jerome's a free agent, I believe, at the end of the year.
Yeah, do you want to dismantle this?
You
could sign and trade him.
My guess is that Milwaukee would not be interested in just that. I think you'd have to throw in a couple of future draft picks, which is possible. Can I throw this one thought up about Jared Allen being soft?
Wait, can I throw this out real quick? Can we wait till after they get knocked out before we start talking about trades? Okay, go ahead. Sorry, I just had to get that off my chest. Okay,
let me just throw this out. You've seen Nikola Jokic, right?
Okay.
What's Nikola? About 6'8", 2, or excuse me, 7 foot, about 280.
He's a big boy. Yep.
Jonas Valanciunas. Okay. Steven Adams.
Okay.
You got some of these big behemoth guys.
Yeah.
That's just not Jarrett's body build.
No.
You can't expect and Jarrett's not 7 foot tall, by the way. He's about 6'10". You can't expect a skinny 6'10 guy to go out and out physical Jonas Valanciunas. Miles has a bigger body, but Jarrett plays very effectively with what God gave him. He's not going to go to the weight room and suddenly turn into a 290-pound big stud. That's just not him. But he does other things really well. So quit complaining about what he's not and embrace what he is. He's a really good center. And this team is fortunate to have him, especially under the contract he's under. And could he get traded? Sure, anybody could. And I would think anybody on this team could get traded in the offseason other than Donovan Mitchell or Evan Mobley. Doesn't mean they will, but that's the way the NBA works. But embrace what Jared is instead of what he isn't.
Yeah, I like your philosophy on that. I don't have a problem. Thanks. I just hope that he hasn't gone online and read his name online because two headlines, Jared Allen news disappears in Game 4 loss. That's RotoWire.
He Cavaliers, was not good in Game 4.
Cavaliers Jared Allen disappears in Game 4.
Nor was anybody else.
CBS Sports.
Nor was anybody else. The team stunk.
All right, I'm giving
Jared had double-doubles in 2 and 3.
Giving Ivan another chance. Hey, Ivan, you there this time?
That'd be an
We're done. Thank you. We gave you the opportunity. Jackson's in Cleveland. Hi, Jackson.
Hi. I'm just really upset about the way that Jared Allen has been playing.
Okay.
I say that we should start giving the ball more to Donovan Mitchell. He should be just running
the floor. How much more can you possibly give Donovan Mitchell the ball?
First three games, 30, That's 30, true. And 29 shots. You want 50?
Yeah. Or also we should give Mobley the ball more. Mobley, when he has the ball in his hands, he could be very effective.
Now you're talking, Jackson.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, Jackson, thanks for calling. Your tea is done in the background, by the way. I heard the kettle go off back there. Did you not hear that?
Either that or, smoke alarm going off.
Oh, that would be bad.
Get out.
Hey, no, I got to get this. Hey, the house is going up in flames behind me, but at least I'm on the radio. At least I got a hold of Baskin and Phelps. Meanwhile, kids' parents are calling. They're like, what's going on at the house? I don't know. I'm on the radio. You want to turn around and look at you? Oh, my goodness. Get the fire extinguisher. What, are you done with me today? You're giving me you won't even look at me anymore on some of the stuff that I'm saying.
You're right.
I'm on the radio.
I won't even look at you.
I made it. Donovan Mitchell at shoot-around. That's the big news. That's the story right now. So that's good news. I just want to go down that road.
I want to ask you something.
Sure.
Did you watch Game 4?
I did watch Game 4.
So did I.
Yes. It was everybody's
fault. Was Jared Allen the only guy who stunk in that game?
Let me check. No.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
God, man. Why do we pick on this guy? Why do we pick on this guy? He's a tall, lanky guy who's not going to go beat people up. That's not his game. Yet he's had two double-doubles in this series. 19 points, 12 rebounds, Game 3. 22 points, 12 rebounds in Game 2. 14 points. It was great against Miami. I will never understand this.
Just the whole...
If you expect him to be a big physical guy, then they need to trade him because that's not what he is. If that's what you think this team needs, they need to trade him. I don't think that that's necessarily what this team needs. What they need is an additional big guy because they're not a very big team. They have their big guys are two long, lean, athletic guys. That's the roster that was put together. Don't ask them to be something they're not.
All right, on the heels of Game 5 tonight here in beautiful downtown Cleveland, Donovan Mitchell is at Shootaround. We'll talk more about that. Travis Sawchuk coming up at noon to talk a little baseball. Matt Moore is going to talk NBA with us at 1. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The will to survive. Do the Cavaliers have it tonight?
The will to survive.
What do you think? What best chapter?
The insects?
All I know.
I like to think of it more as like the follow up in either like a book series or like a superhero or something like that. Oh yeah, I could see that as a movie.
All I know is that I hope that I have to wait to watch Andor tonight at 9 o'clock. That's what I'm hoping for. I hope I have to wait. I don't want to be in another situation like we were in Game 4, where I was ready to bail, but I didn't. By the way, I wonder what the ratings were like for the second half. For TNT in game
second
four.
Half of,
game four.
Was there a second half?
There actually was. I'm sure in Indianapolis they were through the roof.
Did they have a running clock?
Cavs really caught up. They were down 44 really at one point. They only lost by 20.
I don't understand why they don't use the high school rules, right? What are you up 35? Running clock? Doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's what the people who paid $700 for those courtside for those upper bowl seats want.
Can we get a little running time here?
Come on. I want to get home as quickly as I can.
I mean, come on. My kid just kicked a field goal. We're up 35. Let's go. Get this thing moving.
Check the NFL hasn't instituted it yet.
How often does a team go up 35 in the NFL?
I mean, they don't care about the people sitting in the stands. They care about the people sitting at home.
That's
people
true.
Sitting at home are like, can we get a running clock on?
Can we get to the next game? I've got money on the next game. Please, hurry. That's what they're saying. Noah is in Medina. Hey, Noah.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on with you? Cavs got a chance tonight. You feel good about the Cavs?
I feel good, but I want to bring up something that not many people have brought up.
Okay.
Max Kruse, this series, he looked great in game two. He hasn't gotten much run in games 1, 3, or 4. And the other day in game 4, he was one of the only guys that looked normal throughout that first half in the beginning of the third quarter. I think he should take some of Jerome's minutes, Okoro's minutes, and Wade should be cut down too.
Jeff.
I mentioned Max yesterday as a guy that I thought has done a nice job in this series. So I would agree with you. He had a couple of 20-point games in games 2 and 3 and has rebounded well, brought some grit, brought a little fire. I think he's done a very nice job, Noah, and I will not argue with you one bit on your thought.
All right, Noah, thank you. I will. His line's interesting. I played 22 minutes. Nobody played more than 27.
Thank God.
Nobody played more than 27. He was minus 22 on the floor.
Forget all stats from game four. Ignore game four.
And what if you're a Pacers fan? Are you allowed to look at them?
Stunk.
What if you're the janitor that had to pick up five piles?
That's not true. Isaac Okoro was plus 15. He had 2 for 2 at three. But I'll tell you, Isaac Okoro showed up for that game.
No, he didn't.
Sure he did. 19 minutes. It's 5 for 6.
If the answer to your question is Isaac Okoro, you may need to change the question.
13 points.
If the answer is Isaac played well once they were down by 44.
It's one of the few games
you know exactly what you're talking about.
It was one of the few games where I was like, okay, Isaac, you're playing pretty well.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. I mean, they were down 40 points when they put him in, but come on, man. Isaac came to play at the end of the game. If we could get that Isaac when they give him serious playing time, it would be helpful. You're not even going to look at me when I'm saying this stuff.
Some of the stuff does not.
Is there any stat I can keep?
No, Andy. They were down by 41 points at halftime. The biggest halftime deficit in NBA playoff history.
I am keeping the free throws.
End of story.
I'm keeping the free throws. They were 35 of 40.
They stunk. They did not show up. They phoned it in. Don't ask me why. It was unbelievable. They will not do that tonight. I think it'll be a really contested game.
I think
it'll be close most of the way. I don't think any team jumps out to a big lead. I don't think any team blows a big lead because they won't have one.
I'm going to give you my glasses half full stat on that game. Had the Cavaliers gone 0 for 40 at the free throw line, it would have only been 129-74. Now that would have been embarrassing.
Dan. Can we send him out for pizza or something?
Oh, what is, no, this
I mean,
is...
I'll give that. It is, you know.
Thank you.
It is glass half full.
Thank you.
Talk to Tom here.
You know, if we didn't give up those two...
Tom and Ashtabula, I want to hear from you.
If we didn't give up those two...
yet.
Jeff.
Now that glass...
Chill.
That glass might be like a melted gallon milk jug that's been sitting in the sun for 4 days, but you know it is glass half full.
You know, I watch this. You turn it upside down, it still won't come out because uh-huh. It's been in the sun for 4 days.
Can I tell you the beauty of Instagram? I saw this. Tom in Asheville, I'm going to you in a second. I saw this. Does this really work? I saw someone take a box from an iPhone. Okay, then they took a wine glass and put tin foil around the outside of the stem of the glass, of the wine glass, so only the part that actually holds wine was sitting there.
This has to do with Isaac Okoro. How?
No one asked you. No one said Phelps. And then someone took clear tape and they put the clear tape around the part with the tinfoil. And then they put their iPhone up against it off on the side and that the glass then projected it up on the wall like a screen. I'm like, is this real? Does that really happen?
It's game five. Cavs are facing elimination.
I mean, I guess you could think lenses and that kind of stuff if you're hitting it the right direction.
I don't know how they did it. It was really cool. Why would you ever buy a projector?
Because that's how lenses work. I don't know.
I thought it was pretty cool. Maurice in Maple Heights, please bail Jeff out because he can't talk about anything other than...
Here's the deal. If they got a chance, who gives a damn? The bottom line is they got to go out there and show some damn heart. The dude punched boy in the chest like it was nothing, got ejected, and they didn't do nothing. Somebody needs to go to the floor. It's ridiculous watching the way they played that game, and they were out there just being dogged, and the Pacers has dogged them the whole series.
True.
The whole series. You know, when Donovan McNabb, when the guy got the rebound off of the missed shot,
Mitchell.
And he slammed it, he just
Mitchell.
Stepped over Donovan and looked at him. Somebody, Tristan Thompson's got 6 fouls to give. Don't give him.
I agree with that. All right, thank you. Appreciate it. So I'm just still trying to. The last time I saw DeAndre Hoyer play, he was at St. Ignatius, and man, he looked good. He looked really, really good. And Donovan McNabb, I don't know. I saw him hit that 3 from the corner. Oh, man. Thought we had a chance. Thought we had a chance, my friend. Quit covering your face. Come out of your hole there.
Don't want to be on camera.
Come up.
Should have started fist fight. Ugno like it.
Don't want to be on camera for this.
Oh, you don't want to be on camera for this?
Tristan played hockey in Canada. He knows how to hit a guy in the mouth.
Ugg must retaliate.
Yeah, there's no way.
Get Ugg stick.
I highly doubt Tristan played hockey growing up in Canada.
I bet he did.
Did he or didn't he?
I think he did.
What, did he shoot right-handed or left-handed?
Doesn't matter.
Well, he couldn't figure that out in the NBA when he first got here.
Doesn't matter. Because he's only got there to hit somebody in the mouth.
Ugg, walk in, punch anyone who move.
You know, you guys are both knuckleheads about this. Like, Indiana is playing tough.
Good basketball.
Good basketball, but more aggressive than what we see in the regular season. They're not calling it.
Not necessarily.
Yes, it is. Come on. There's no way. We don't see this kind of physical play during the regular season. We don't.
I just heard someone say the words, he has six fouls.
He does.
Which means he could have a high of 12 free throws given up at any point.
All right, let me ask you this.
12 points, and that's before they put him in the pick and roll about four other times and watch him on roller skates.
So let me ask you this. Guy, it doesn't have to, it could be any player in the world, okay? They're able, let's just say they're a point guard, generic point guard, okay? They get the ball, top of the key. They go straight to the hoop, lay it up, put it in. They do it once, they do it twice, they do it three times. Do you see any value of having someone stand in the middle of the key and knock them on their keister?
I see.
Do you see any value to that?
Grabbing this and going, why in the hell are we not rotating over to cover the open lane right here? Because this is somebody's rotation on help defense.
Do you not send a message to a guard that's able to do that by saying, no, we're done. You got away with it once. That's fine. We understand it's part of the game, but we are going to knock you on your keister because it's not going to be that easy to score.
Again, why
is that such a difficult?
Not where it needs
why
to be?
Do you guys
that's
have
the
to?
Problem.
But both of you guys go into Neanderthal mode on me when I'm like, hey, maybe put somebody on their butt. Big deal. Nothing wrong with a hard foul.
What Dan and I go into is play better basketball.
I'm not disagreeing. Maybe that is better basketball.
What you go into is hit them and put them on the floor. Make them.
Well, I'm
pain.
Saying if a guy's walking to the hoop 10 times in a row, uncontested, and I'm a coach, I'm telling Tristan to go out there and put the guy on his ass. Done.
Ugh, win, Halliburton, see Tweety.
You guys are clueless, man. I think both of you are clueless on this. You can't see any value to maybe a little bit over-the-top physical atmosphere.
No, there's nothing wrong with a hard foul.
That's a hard foul. Right. That's what I'm saying. You can make a statement.
Fouls get you thrown out of the game, put the other team at the free throw line, and give them the basketball.
Right. I'm listening to people come in here thinking you're just going to throw Tristan Thompson in there like he's coming down.
And that's the answer to everything.
Coming down from the tunnel at the Royal Rumble about to clean house in the middle of the ring. That's what they're making it sound like. That's why I'm like, what? No, that's not how life
God.
Works.
Well, you guys
that's
should
not
be
how basketball works.
You sound like you both should just plant flowers instead of watch the game. Oh, it's so beautiful. It's so don't touch anyone. This is a game where we have no contact.
All I know is that Steph Curry guy when he played, man.
We're talking about one guy.
He used to beat the crap out of people.
Yeah,
one guy. I love that Steph Curry.
And guess what? He had guys around him that would protect him. No one was coming after him because because
Draymond would kick him in the mommy daddies.
Well, that's fine. You need someone like Draymond. You do. I don't know. Their rings blind my eyes.
What? Our team doesn't have anybody like Draymond.
Well, people apparently think Tristan is that guy. They think he's Kendrick Perkins. Our fans believe that. Our fans believe that we lost that game because we were soft.
You mean the guy who used to come on the floor and looked like he was running in cement shoes?
Why don't you tell Kendrick? Can we get Kendrick on the line? Why don't you tell him that?
Don't take my calls anymore.
Jeff has his number. They lived in Beaumont together.
Big Perk wants
they
to
may
my
have,
calls.
You know, they used to play pickup basketball at the park.
I knew Perk's dad.
See, I told you. You guys need to get with it, man. Need to figure it out.
Take Tom, would you?
That's okay, Mister. We got to stay on the clock. Hi, Tom, and
we're
Ashtabula.
Give him a minute.
Go ahead, Tom. You have 1 minute, according to Jeff.
Tom, sorry, man.
No, it's okay.
Unless you want to talk about soft basketball. Go ahead.
No, because Thank Cavs you. Are very soft right now.
Oh, don't say that to these guys. You're going to offend them.
No killer instinct. The only player on the team with the killer instinct is Donovan Mitchell. Jared Allen, I think he's a great player. The problem with Jared Allen, while the other callers were calling, it's inconsistency. Jared Allen could come in two games, look great. When it really counts, when it's playoff time, let's look at the Cavs. They got knocked out how many years now? With this same team, for the exception of the acquisition of the trade from the guy from Atlanta.
DeAndre Hunter, not Hoyer Hunter. Yes, that's right. Yeah.
they get knocked out every time. I think what the Cavs should do, when in reality, we're going to lose this series. I got hope that we could win, but in reality, we are going to lose. I would love to see the Lakers need a big man, trade Allen, get Austin Reeves on the team. Garland, get rid of him, trade him, trade a draft pick, one or two. And
you don't have,
for the
you don't have
round.
Any.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of draft picks, Tom. We kind of
we trade another player.
Yeah, but we got,
you know,
the whole
trade.
We got that Stepien
rule.
But
if we can get the
too.
First, if we can get the first pick of this year, I believe the kid from Duke is a superstar.
Oh yeah, we're just
great. Yeah. Has great basketball IQ.
Yeah, Dallas is
you know,
that.
We're giving him up.
We're gonna go back to planting flowers.
All right, Tom. I'm sorry. We have to go. I do appreciate your phone call. Thank you. Can we stop trading people today? If they lose tonight, you can start trading tomorrow. They're still alive in the series, okay? They're hanging on. They have to make a monumental comeback. We get it. But could we just wait until tomorrow before we trade the entire roster and then come up with mythical first-round picks that we don't have because we have Donovan Mitchell on the team and Ted Stepien never existed in this league, so you can't
hang on to your picks. You can trade your 2031.
Oh, that's not mythical. That's true. That's reality. Thank you, Jeff.
Might be underwater by then, but hell, why not?
Travis Sawchick's going to talk a little baseball when we come back, but I got to tell you that this conversation about playing soft basketball is just out of control. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092 if we don't drop the gloves here.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.